It's Ebonics. Let's go.
Ebonics podcast, we about to kick it off. Thank you all for tuning in. Here we are. And after a 2-week break in between, we're going to get into some current events. That is Miss Monique, aka Miss Parker.
Hey,
Miss
Hello, Parker. My loves.
Hello, my loves. Is she or is she not the Tyrese of 2018 starting out? Because a lot of what she said is kind of crazy.
Well, she took a jab at, you know, she took it after she made her Hello, My Loves. Amy Schumer was offered $13 million. I was
Wanda Sykes, nah, or the other one.
Yeah, Wanda Sykes said she only got a quarter of a million. But my whole thing is like, even with Monique, like, she's had a lot of issues within the past, you know, couple of years where people really didn't want to work with her because, you know, she had her tent, her, you know, she did have that rant last year where she, you know, she called Tyler Perry the F word. And she was coming at
what's the F word?
F-A-G-G-A-T.
Oh, okay.
That's a maggot.
Yeah. And she was going off. She did a little comedy special about that, saying that she was blackballed. But
she was. She was.
But this is what my whole thing is. Mm-hmm. Was she blackballed? Why was she blackballed? Was she blackballed because of what she's done, or was she blackballed because of her behavior and antics? Because everybody, a lot of people have said when you work with her, it's a whole bunch of extra and dramatics that come with it where people don't want to work back with her.
And that goes to be true. Would you rather start a project with somebody who is known for making, you know, waves, or a person who is difficult to deal with? I would rather take someone who's less talented than to actually, you know, work with someone with whom, you know, it's difficult to deal with on the set. Nobody wants to deal with a D1.
Nobody wants to deal with egos at all.
I mean, if that diva is making you...
But she doesn't have... That's the whole point. She doesn't have that...
She doesn't have that type of... You have to look at it now. A lot of these... Like, when... Especially Netflix, when they do these specials and stuff, they're doing these specials based upon people...
And their interaction with that person.
They're doing it based off your social media following, how big your good your name is out here. Monique ain't really popping like that. Like, no. She ain't. And, you know, her comedy is not as funny as it used to be. She was way more funnier in Queens of Comedy than she's been in the last few years.
Definitely not as funny as some of the people she compared herself to in that initial video, yeah. Such as Dave Chappelle.
Chris Rock, not in a stand-up.
And for her to say she's the most accomplished.
Well, if you look at the she does have you know, she does have a lot of accomplishments though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She is very decorated.
But she was never nominated for her comedy.
But let's be serious though.
Mm-hmm.
Monique is worth more than $500,000 for anything she does. Let's be real. Netflix offering Monique $500,000 is a slap in the face. It's an insult.
No, it's not.
She's worth more than $500,000.
No, when you take meat out of the freezer, do you thaw it or do you just throw it in the oven?
When I do what?
When you take meat out of a freezer, do you thaw it or do you just throw it straight in the oven? You thaw it, right? Because she's been cold for a long time. You didn't even think of, I guarantee you didn't think about Monique in 2017.
No.
Not in the least bit.
Other than,
And that's my whole point. Like, you have to maintain a sense of cultural relevance to even demand that. Like, nobody's gonna. Who wants to overpay?
You want nobody. Overpay? Nobody.
They say the biggest tip in Atlanta is the king of the South, not what you make off of what you earn at restaurants. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's about what have you done now for me lately? The social media area.
But she just doesn't, you know, she's, you know, some of that stuff she's created, the issues that she's been having, she's created some of that. So it's kind of like.
So we're all in agreement that she should have made more money than $500,000.
She should. I mean, but she got to get her foot in the door.
They could have offered her more money than that.
Yeah.
But you have to look at it from a strategy standpoint. If we come to your job, like, y'all know Sid is in sales. You do numbers every single week. Well, if they bring Annabeth in, And Annabelle did number 10 years ago. What are they going to say?
You know how crazy you're going to look at her if she, if they paying you more than what you're doing now? That's the whole thing.
How crazy would I look at them if they paid her more than what they pay me now?
That's the whole point.
Yeah.
That's the whole point, man. But, you know.
I think she was saying more along the lines that Amy Schumer is the new girl who doesn't produce numbers that Monique produces. And they're offering Amy Schumer, the new white girl, more money than... Way more money.
She could.
She's bringing awareness to the fact that men get paid more money than women,
and white people get paid more.
That's strictly what she was talking about.
But where she messed up was bringing in Tiffany Haddish. Tiffany Haddish been out here getting bags. She been getting bags for sure. And but Tiffany Haddish has been relevant to the culture in the past year.
Is this true?
I mean, it's different. Okay, good. If you never mentioned her and just made it a race issue, then. It would have been something completely different. And she could have used that as leverage, but I would have got my foot in the door and then built off of that, for sure.
Yeah, but then on top of that, you can, and also, like, you know, you can go to other people and they'll promote your stuff. So it's kind of like...
You can also accept the $500,000.
Yes.
Get which is not bullshit. Door.
Who the fuck gonna miss out on $500,000?
$500,000.
No one. No one. What else you got in the news? Shout out to DeMarcus Cousins. You know, I pray my prayers up for you, brother, for tearing your Achilles. Hopefully my Lakers get you in the off season, but you know, man.
He won't be the same.
He'll be the same. He'll come back. I'm praying for you, DeMarcus. That's one of my favorite athletes.
Boogie.
Boogie.
Yeah, anybody Boogie. Who does a police chase in an S550 is my nigga. I heard that police chase lasted like 14 hours.
Man, DeMarcus Cousins is one of my favorite athletes, man. I'm prayers up for you, brother. What else you got in there?
Ryan Cameron.
I know.
Yeah.
Ryan Cameron is leaving.
Jazz, ask how you feel about Ryan Cameron.
How you feel about Ryan Cameron?
I mean, first off, you know, shut up. To let me not I mean I'm gonna be 100, I'm gonna be honest. You know, I want that spot.
Why do you want that spot?
I want that spot.
Okay.
I want that spot, and I feel like everything happens for a reason.
You
want
to be PC? What you told me earlier.
What I say earlier, PC said, man, he ain't the same no more. Yeah, man, Ryan Cameron, you know, he don't look out for the bros.
Okay.
Oh, he's a Kappa?
Yeah, yeah, from West Georgia.
For real?
Exactly my point. Yeah, exactly my point.
Never really.
Yeah, yeah. So you know, like I'm gonna take things a whole different route. When, you know, the time comes. So, I just think that, salute, do your thing. I wish you the best. And I'll see you around when I see you. I can't call this nigga.
Fair enough.
I can call 100%, 99.9% of my bros right now.
But not him.
I can't call that nigga.
You think it's because of the celebrity and the stage that he's on that he doesn't accept calls?
I don't know what it is. I don't know. I'm not in this nigga's mind.
Well, no.
I want his position so I can show us how it's really done, supposed to be done.
Well, why did he do it right? Because from what I know, when he goes to homecoming, he pulls up in a Lambo and...
How many times you seen Ryan Cameron at homecoming?
Once.
There you go. Right. So, you know, I'm gonna show the bros how it's really supposed to be done.
I didn't know that. I would have never thought that he. Oh wow.
I'm show bros how it's really supposed to be
done. He didn't even give y'all the Founders Day thing on the radio.
I mean, every now and then he'd be like, "Yo, baby, yo."
Oh, he didn't even shout out the
yeah, organization. I've seen it. I've heard it. I've heard it.
Okay,
but what's it could be done. Yo? It could be done a way better way.
And shining. Okay.
We don't shine. So I'm gonna put us on the map. Don't worry.
TK, I got us.
Chills trapped in the South. Thug 30 caps.
What else we got going on in the news?
How many of y'all have listened to that new Culture 2?
All 20 songs? I ain't listening to all 20.
Yeah, I'm on like 15. No flex. Right. I'm on 15.
Walk it, like I go. Walk it.
Hey, that's 30 where I go.
Talk it. Talk it. Okay, like
okay, this is the biggest topic. This is a discussion that everybody's had. everybody now is giving Takeoff his credit. But I'm like, if you listen to Versace, that was him. Like, I always thought he was dope. Like, Versace took off. They say that
his latest album is his actual solo album, though.
That what?
That his latest album, this is Takeoff's album.
Culture 2?
Yeah.
It's Takeoff's?
That's what they said, that this is his latest album.
Well, I think he did a good job.
Who's out Love All Bad Boo? Oh my god. Who say I don't love all bad boo?
That's what I'm saying. And I think Takeoff is the cutest Migo. I always say that.
I'm not a fan of Migos, man.
I love the Migos.
Shout out to the North Side, man. Don't hate.
Stir fry.
No.
I like stir fry.
Hey, that's
Stir fry.
Take you back to them old little bop days. We want to hit a dance move.
29, Pleasant Hill, Club Drive. We are through the James Road, North Side. PBO, PBC.
Everybody want to dance.
Shit, Offset came up big. He got Cardi B.
And Cardi. I hope she win a Grammy tonight. Y'all do know tonight is the Grammys.
Tonight is the Grammys. Yeah.
And got a name tatted on her neck.
Hey,
that only shit was real.
He got caught up cheating.
No. Only I think
only so. Because he, only that's the only reason he did it, because he got caught up cheating.
And that tattoo was real slim, easy to cover up. Oh, nigga, this should have been gone next week.
And it's bubbles.
Yeah. Oh, the Powerpuff Girl, right?
Hey, man.
Mm-hmm.
I
used to watch that.
But men don't cheat. Men don't cheat.
You got it, though.
Now, I'm not going to say all men.
I don't cheat. I'm not a cheater. I take pride in it.
Good.
Women don't. I think women are.
Women cheat too.
Way less likely to cheat than men.
I'm living proof. My DMs. Women cheat.
I'm not going to say that women don't. I'm going to say women do cheat.
Mm-hmm.
They do. Some women do cheat. And some women do cheat a lot, just like some men cheat a lot. It's not all. But like I was having a conversation. And somebody was like, oh, all these hoes be cheating. I'd be like, bro, what?
Not all women cheat.
And then I was like, he was like, these hoes be cheating. I don't know about these women.
Well, why are you that? How are you putting yourself in a position to let a hoe cheat on you?
Exactly.
Dun, dun.
Alexa, play Don't Save Her.
Alexa ain't coming on. But I don't think that. I mean, I think universally cheating is just bad anyways. It's better just leave. Like, why don't you just leave? That's what I don't understand about people. Just leave.
But if let's say
just you, leave.
Jazz.
Yes.
Let me put you on the spot real quick.
Put me on the spot.
Let's say,
because I'm single out here in these streets.
Jazz is single out here in these streets, but let's just say,
if anybody tells you otherwise, they're lying.
If they ain't from, never mind. if you with somebody for 2 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everything cool. You ain't never had no objections. You get everything that you want.
Mm-hmm.
And he cheats. Do you think that you would take him back? Are you willing to throw all of the way that he treated you?
I touched this topic last week. Last week I touched this topic.
Do you think that you would leave?
Is it a one time thing or has he done it multiple times? Like, am I catching you one time or?
I mean, all you gotta do is catch us once, and then we gonna learn from what it is, the mistake that we made. But do you think that you would accept the man back if you found him to cheat on you after 2 years of complete bliss?
This is how I operate with cheating. When it comes to cheating, I think it's more so how you handle a situation. After you get caught and you do all of that, you can't be no week later be like, oh, you need to be over that shit. Like, no, because you have done something to stifle our growth in our relationship.
But it's
not. And it's a you've done something to stifle the growth in our relationship. So with you doing something to stifle the growth in our relationship, that means that I have to take a back on how I'm moving with you. And we have to reassess that this is really what we're going to do. Because if you've done this, and especially depending on with who, when I found out, how I found out, all of that, that plays a factor. The biggest, most women don't leave men for cheating. They leave men for how they handle the situation after they get caught cheating. Nobody wants to be with somebody that undermines how they feel. If you do something that is going to hurt me and hurt our relationship, then you have the same way you was out here ready to, you was risking it all, be able to accept whatever comes with that.
But if he, okay,
Let me paint this picture. Let me paint this picture. You found out that he cheated, right? Mm-hmm. He said, you know what? It was a physical thing. I was weak in the moment. It is what it is. Let's move past it.
That's not good enough for me.
Why not?
Because people, I believe for every action, there's a reaction. Something has transpired within our relationship to make you feel like that was comfortable.
But it's not emotional for us.
You say it's not an emotional component to it, but it is. When you look at, most of the time, what I have found, especially being in relationship with dudes that have cheated, a lot of the times dudes cheat for their own ego and their own insecurity. And that stems from something within themselves. Instead of saying that, as a woman, especially as a successful woman that's been with men that might not necessarily be as successful as me, that tugs on a man's ego after a while.
Women, especially if your man is out here cheating on you, to be honest, I think you're not draining him enough.
Draining him?
Draining him. I'm in predicament now where, like, shit, I got nothing left to give for another 3 to 4 hours. Like, I gotta let this bill back up. Like, if your man's going to the club and he's not with you, then drain that nigga before. Like, if he's about to go out and hang with his homeboys, give me some head, please, before I go. But so I'm not tempted. This isn't me thinking. This is nature thinking.
It's nature.
Drain me, please. Drain me. Drain me.
Hey,
okay. Niggas be begging not to cheat. And you women are fucking holding sex as punishment. What's wrong with you?
In a day's time, right? How many orgasms can a man have in 24 hours?
It's one-handed.
How many women can have orgasms in a day's time?
It's one-handed.
Not as much as us.
Everybody doesn't. All women don't have. Busting a nut and having an orgasm are two different things.
But
orgasm comes with the shakes.
But
the shakes is an orgasm.
When you got that Parkinson's
and you in the bed and you know your pride don't, you just don't even want to let your body full on shake because you're feeling the type of way.
That's why y'all selfish.
Why?
Because if you got somebody to make your legs shake, you're not gonna let that go.
You can. You can let a lot of things go.
But you ain't gonna let that go.
You never know.
That feeling, that shape.
Man, that shape, you could find that shape again.
Says who? Let's scroll back. Let's scroll back.
Says I done fucked several bitches into a seizure.
Because but y'all missing the point, y'all. Like, a man can orgasm anytime he wants.
I can do it myself.
Exactly. A woman can't.
A woman can make her own self orgasm
from a different body's perspective.
That's not necessarily true. Any woman who truly knows herself has made her own self orgasm. Mm-hmm.
Now you say any,
I believe it.
What's the percentage woman, of that?
I say about 80% of women know how to make themselves orgasm.
They should be able to.
Because orgasms are mental. Orgasms are mental. Two, if you really know your vagina, how it gets down. Even if you've been with a woman, if she positioned herself a certain type of way, she's gonna do it. Like a lot of women, when they get on top and they be riding, let me tell you something.
That's the finishing move for
you. When
y'all.
They ride, they put them two hands in your chest.
That's the finishing move.
They put them two hands in your chest and they go fast and they hitting swirls and all that. They're making themselves orgasm into that.
And that's why.
Boom, that's what they're doing.
But I would say
if they front to back and then they got their legs closed and they toot their booty up just a little bit with the legs closed and let you go 100 miles drunk.
You were making these arguments, okay?
How?
And not to put a count on your body. Not to put a body count. But
my body count low anyway.
Okay.
She's serial killer.
Yes. No. let's just say, hey, out of the percentage of the people with whom you've had intimacy with,
intimacy or we had sex?
That's what I'm saying.
Because intimacy is a higher. If we be intimate, we going to.
I was trying to soften the question.
I haven't been intimate with a lot. Intimacy is something that I share with people I love.
Intimacy is okay. Let's say sex. Out of the number of people that you've had sex with,
which is one.
Ever in her whole life.
Really?
Us Virgos, we are very particular with who we are. Our genitalia is exposed to.
Yeah.
we not out here laying genitalia on everybody. Bullshit. They have to be worthy.
No, the question that I have is, out of the people that you've been involved with physically, out of the percentage, how many can you say that fully satisfied you?
A percentage.
A percentage. That's my whole
point. Is it 20 or 30? That's how I feel like a women. Percentage? I just feel like I'm like a don in the bed. Like a king in the bed. And I satisfy all the women and other niggas can't do what I do.
She's scrolling the phone. But I'm saying, men, we can get it anytime we want. Because we gonna always come. She got a fucking calculator out, yo.
Say, out of that percentage, I would say we pretty much at 4%.
Four.
That's my whole point. That's my whole point. Sexually satisfied, and that goes back to
4%.
That's what goes back. If when it comes to relationships, are you willing to sacrifice that 4% of your sexual satisfaction in order for a man to treat you right? You have a man who treats you right, but don't satisfy you sexually.
So what you're asking is, to Jazz, what's more important? To be satisfied sexually or to have somebody that's faithful?
To have a relationship.
A faithful relationship.
That's what she wants.
So you would take a man that doesn't make you come?
I've been in relationships with people that...
So afterwards...
That haven't gave me an adequate orgasm.
Never?
Or whatever. I've been in relationships with people that... I was in a relationship with somebody... And there, it was utterly, like, all they knew how to do was, like, hit it from the back and go 100 miles per hour. They didn't know anything about intimacy or caressing or any of that. They were utterly terrible in the bedroom. They felt like that they were the shit. But I just never said anything. I just kept it cool.
And why? We went together. Why not tell them exactly what it is?
Because the one time I said something, he was like, oh, you just goddamn can't. And it was just like, all right, cool. That's your thing. So you feel like... Me correcting you is me saying like, oh, I don't really like it like that. All right, well, you like that shit. Like, no.
Okay. So this brings me to my point.
But then he was a cheater, so it was like, you got to go.
But imagine if every time you had sex, you would come. How faithful?
I'd be a stalker.
How faithful would you be?
What you mean? I'm faithful all the time.
No, now, yes, because of these circumstances. But if you were able to come,
I ain't never been no cheater.
No, Jazz, this is my point.
As a man. He's trying to flip it as a man. Okay.
If you were able to come every time you had sex with a different person, like, damn, I'm going to get mine regardless. How faithful would you be, or would you really be out here?
I would be faithful. I'm really big on germs. Like,
yeah, and that's Virgo gang.
Like, I don't see how
y'all missing them.
No, what I'm saying is I get what you're saying.
We're about in Atlanta.
You're able to.
It's scary.
It's a lot of options and all these. I get the dynamic. Mm-hmm. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
What I'm saying to you is, just because you have that doesn't mean that is the best thing. You get what I'm saying? It's not.
The thing that he's saying that I don't think that you're capable of understanding is that men, anytime, okay, if we have a sexual thought in our mind,
you act on it.
By the time that sexual thought is done, we come. I mean, I can have a sexual thought right now, and then
Please come
on the podcast right now.
Please don't.
But no, but that just goes back to us being able, like, it's in our mind to reproduce. It's in our mind to reproduce and spread our seed and have a variety. But that goes back to your question. That goes back to your question where you were asking previously prior to us recording that. Can women be committed to one man? Yes. Absolutely. Can men be committed to one woman?
Is it weird for men to moan?
Absolutely.
In the bed?
Mm-hmm. No. That's encouragement.
I think that men should growl or grunt, not moan. So I intentionally be like,
you say, oh, shit. Like, that's encouragement.
I've heard women say that there's nothing sexier than a man moaning.
Yeah, that's all I mean for that.
That's too. A weakness.
That's a weakness. I don't know.
Men don't moan in bed.
It depends on what type of moan. If it's like a,
yeah.
But if it's like a, then it's
that's a grunt and a groan.
On the inside, everyone be like,
Any woman who's done that should be rewarded. They should win a Nobel Peace Prize. Like, yeah.
I be feeling like I'm a lion. Like, on top, just...
I like when a girl, you know,
a little bit of slob is running out.
Most dudes like when women be on top. Do men like it better when the woman's on top, from the back, or missionary?
On top. Girl, I like it when you climb on top.
Yeah, on top. On top. It's awesome. Like, I mean, I'm not a lazy in bed, but I can get there. You know, when they're on top,
because this is strictly from my social media observance. Women don't like getting on top.
Because they gotta put in work.
Yes.
These bitches is lazy, bro. Bitches is lazy nowadays, man. They don't wanna do shit.
They're fucking lazy, yo.
They don't wanna do shit.
You know what? I think it depends. Like, it depends on what type of interaction we had.
Why don't women like it?
I mean, it depends. Because sometimes, like, what I find is women who are dominant in everyday life tend to be submissive in the bedroom.
Yes.
Women who are submissive in everyday life are dominant in the bedroom.
And thick girls can't take it.
Why does everybody say thick girls can't take this?
Bruh, this is true.
Somebody told me that the other day.
This is true. Some of the thickest women was the biggest runners.
Everybody says that.
And I'm like, God damn, what the fuck? Where did all this extra juice go? I thought you could take this. Like, nah. Skinny girls, however, it's like, I don't know what it is, but you get to throwing it back and twirling and swirling on it. Ain't no running. It's the skinny ones. They got the juice.
Somebody
now.
Somebody told me that was a conversation one of my homeboys had. He was like, man, I ain't fucking these, you know, these thick chicks no more. He was like, man, I ain't got time for that. He's like, your ass is too fat to be doing all that.
Big girls are the loudest. And they be loud.
I got it.
And they're loud. Like, it's
thick girls are big girls.
Thick, big, thick. They are loud and they're running. Like, it's not a pleasurable experience. No, I'm just kidding. That's not true.
I got a serious question for Jazz, and we may need to take a break.
Go ahead.
No. It's not even. It's far left field. So, why do? I'm about to pause this shit.
I think we should start smoking weed on the podcast.
No,
it's gonna help our views.
Do you think that? Why do you think that women tend to be more spiritually founded in Christian culture than men? And I can pause this. Let me stop this.
I don't know.
I don't think it's true. I think that I am one of the biggest. I woke up this morning. I said, "Babe, you want to go to church?" She said, "No." I said, oh. And I went right back to sleep.
But no, I see that.
Why do you say that?
Like, no, I see it every Sunday. Like, we'll be up in church, praising this, that, and the third, praising a white man's religion that they created, but. That's just my own perspective on it.
That's because they're looking for it. You know, they're praying. They're praying that they can get her. Oh, Russell Wilson
versus God in general.
Hey man, I don't care. God at the end of the day, Sierra, it got me feeling like my son's stepdaddy finna be so fucking lit.
Yeah, I believe that. My Jazz, are we recording? Jazz, you're
no, we're gonna pause.
Jazz, you're a good person. And
I'm sorry, I'm about to thirst trap out here. Real fucking cool.
Jess, what's on your mind, man?
Alright, so y'all do know last week, right? Yeah, we had the little interviews and shit. Some people here, y'all were extremely controversial. What are you doing, Sam?
I'm looking at myself being filmed.
Anywho, so y'all were extremely controversial and stuff last week. And so a few people's comments, somebody said, is that really that cookie cutter? Because I don't believe politically correct. Answer. Make it sound
he was
good.
Being PC, though.
I was not. All my answers were 100%.
We asked you questions out of respect to your girl, dog. We did.
Okay, but I told y'all from the beginning, did I not say ask me anything you want? Ask me anything. What up, Tip? Tip! Long lost player, what up?
So we just going live.
Yeah, so like I said, you know, I gave all the answers that y'all answered, and I told y'all from the beginning to ask me anything that y'all wanted.
But dog,
do y'all need a second chance?
Fucking right.
So why not? Why y'all say sparing my feelings in my relationship? It's don't not spare
your
me. Because
we don't give a fuck about your feelings.
Exactly.
It's your girl. It's your girl. We trying to say you like her. We know she gonna beat that ass.
Last time she flipped my hat off my head.
Hell yeah, man. But nah, man. You know, I'm just glad to have you back, brother. I'm just glad to have you back.
What does that mean?
Because you was being PC.
Okay, what question? I don't understand this. I told y'all to ask me whatever you wanted to. And I was going to answer. I don't have nothing to hide. I'm a good guy.
You went from Pedro to Wayne Brady.
That's not true.
Am I lying, Jack?
I told the world that I'm in a relationship and I let bitches twerk on me.
Okay, well let Jazz go ahead and spill the beans then.
I told the world that y'all bitches look, women. Women, if you see me in the club and you feel the urge to twerk on me, to bounce that ass on my meat, please, please beep to my meat. Please.
Well, no, what I was wondering, because I missed the whole thing, Jazz. What was you about to ask that the Say Says Life?
You know what? We did so much saving on Sam's interview. It was just like,
y'all did that shit. My interview. I don't get it.
Okay, man. All right.
What all question right. Did y'all miss?
I missed it because. Never mind.
Okay, give me some questions. What questions did y'all miss? And I'm gonna still answer them 100% because that's me.
I believe it.
No, I'm not a cheater.
This is all I'm gonna say. A lot of people kept saying like, "Why said give?" You know, his approach was just. I was like, "Said always respond and shit like that."
All my answers are 100. I'm not a cheater, so I don't have a cheater's mentality.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, because
I get that.
I just don't. Have a cheater's mentality, but
your head on the your head in a way.
It is.
Mm-hmm. I just don't have that mentality. I don't have.
Shout out to Tip. I see you, baby. Tip been down with us for a long time, though.
Hold it down.
Shout out to Tip. But yeah, man, we saved your life, man, because your girl was in the room.
Any missed questions? You can ask me because you
ain't got
no
questions, man. I got nothing but love for you, bro.
Y'all sleep, man.
Whatever. I just want to say, Sid was extremely optimistic, and you, on the other hand, Q, you were pessimistic.
Very.
Everybody was like, why he was so, he always be bashing women.
I'm not bashing women, man. I'm trying to get our power back with men. We lost our power. It's less of us in the world. It's one man to every three women. And for us to be less, why should we have to get these apartments, get these bomb-ass jobs, not look like a bum, to be appealing to the opposite race, whereas a woman can work in McDonald's, be just as cool, but as long as she fine, we'll still fuck with them, because as a man, we feel like we'll upgrade them. What's happening? Am I lying, Sid?
Upgrading them.
As a man, we are known to protect and provide.
I think the rarity is in finding women who are like women who are bad, that haven't had trains ran on them.
Nobody's running trains.
Oh,
No.
I've never had a train ran on me. I've never had a threesome.
I've ran a train on a few bitches in my life. And I've told
you. See the language? But different.
My girl knows about this. I've told her this.
Alright.
No, I've told her. She knows. She knows about this. I've ran a train. I've done this.
Okay, but
I lived that lifestyle, so I know what it's like. The thing is that, yeah, there's more women out here, but that puts more of the women in predicaments that brings about making them the type of women that I don't want to fuck with. And I don't want to be associated with that kind of woman.
For sure. For sure, man.
I guess y'all had me out here looking like
I just say jazz.
My interviews was good. Everybody was just like, you be keeping this so real.
Because they want to fuck you. That's why.
No, they don't.
That's why. They just want to smash.
They want the juice.
They just want to smash, yo.
You baby.
They don't want to keep it real. And that's the problem. Dudes be trying to massage their way into the vagina and not be real.
What?
Am I lying?
I don't really look at it like dudes be trying to get at me, though. I don't think dudes be trying to get at me, too.
If Instagram was to shut down, right? And they say, you know what? Let me bring out the stats. How many... Who would win most in followers? Men or women?
Women.
Men.
Women. No, come on, Jack.
Sex sells.
Sex fucking sells. Sex sells, man. It's a connection. Like, women don't have to be... As long as you find, you will always be appealing. You can flip burgers. You can...
But men do be fine, though. I be seeing fine men on my Instagram all the time.
Okay. All right. No, I'm glad we get into this.
And I be liking their pictures, too. Like, hey.
But how does a woman get at a man that they like?
I mean, I think it really depends, though.
No, really. How does a woman that she finds attractive get at the man that she likes? There's no answer for that. They don't have to do that. Because women don't know how to pursue, bruh. Women don't.
Yeah.
They used to do sliding in their DMs, doing what they can.
That's not true.
When the last time a woman went forward?
I know, I hang with some of my homegirls is real forward and direct. They ain't out here not being forward and direct.
No, Jazz.
I think men don't know.
No, we...
We're women's being forward with them.
Well, how are we subtle. Supposed to know? How
it's subtle.
Because it's subtle. A woman women, is interested and intrigued in all of you.
But I'm saying that. How, if you came across a dude that you like, that you wanted to talk to on a different level, how do you approach them? Women don't know how to be charming.
I'll be like, do you want to be my boyfriend?
Says no woman ever. Says no woman ever.
I want to be your girlfriend.
No, says no woman ever. I want us to be together. Y'all like a couple pictures.
You more so get the question of, what are we?
Exactly.
You know what? I'm not a big on the what are we, because I feel like that's how you get your feelings hurt. Because the motherfucker be like,
you get your feelings hurt the same way. What are we, and will you be my significant other are the same questions.
And that's why they say that we fucked up, because we be sliding in DMs trying to get that woman's attention. Women don't have to do that. Women don't have to pursue a dude. Women don't know how to pursue a dude.
No. They put it out there and hope that the man
pursues them. They send thirst traps. Yes.
Oh yeah, all I gotta say is
y'all don't know.
I just wanna say how I be out here for real. You could tell I throw a thirst trap on the snap real quick.
Oh, I saw it.
Let me get mad at somebody if you getting too many likes on your pictures and stuff. I will throw a what?
When they're laying in bed and they got their phone up like this.
With that good lighting, and that like cleavage
popping.
Well, my cleavage pop anyways, cause you know. Alright, that's just what it is. Cause my breasts are big. We ain't gonna flex. Gonna flex. I done had breasts probably since preschool.
What size bra you wear?
A 34 double I.
Oh my goodness. Lord have mercy on her soul.
Exactly. So they big. So it don't matter what I got on.
So you mean to tell me you don't get attention off of that? Women can send out a flag, say, you know what?
It's Wednesday.
I want attention. Let me sit out this snap. And I know I'm going to get DMs off this shit.
Nah, I don't thirst trap like that. Like, I put a cute little
face. Not you, but I've been putting a cute little face picture up there. Yo.
And then, like, I do be sneak dissing. For y'all who follow me, sometimes I do be sneak dissing on there because, you know, I be getting upset. And when, you know, I don't really air my business out on social media, even though sometimes I be wanting to. But I will throw some, like, subliminal stuff, but you better.
I just wish that men would understand that there's power in our movement. A dude can be in a room full of women.
How you stay faithful in a room full of hoes?
No. Okay. Let's say a dude is in a room full of women.
Cause he drank.
He pull his pants down.
Fuck, I'm with you.
Whip out his meat and say, "Who wanna fuck?" Women gonna be like, "Ew." It'd be somebody better do it though. Don't do that. But a woman can be in a room full of dudes and pull up her shirt and say, "Hey, who trying to fuck?"
Men would be like, "Who?" Oh, okay. With that monkey hitting on
him. Exactly! Y'all got the power, yo! Y'all got the power!
We don't have the power. Y'all can get whatever dude you want. We be stigmatized, distracted, distorted, everything.
Is it easier for a woman to get laid than it is for a man?
Man, it's hard for a woman to get laid.
You a fucking what?
Yeah. You know it's hard out here.
See, that's bullshit. Nah.
Whenever they want to. But I feel like that, honestly. Shit, okay, now, women can get, granted, women can get sex whenever they want to.
Yes.
Now, us men, we also have that same power.
For some monkey shit.
Thank you. Now, a lot of it is that power will come from, yeah, I really don't want to fuck her, but it's been a long day. I haven't fucked nothing all week. Exactly. And I'm slick, kind of a little faded right now. Let me send this text. Let's see what happens.
Okay. But a woman,
and she comes through.
A woman can scroll her. A woman can get, go. It's so easy when they can go to their likes.
Why do y'all think it's so accessible? Why do you think women want to be so accessible?
Because y'all have the key. Y'all have the key that opens up the gate, yo. That's why I say a woman can get any man that she wants. Okay. While she texting her main. Jazz got a.
Ooh, but the lies told. Y'all see how supposed to be lying on me? If I had a boo, do you think he'd be blowing my phone up right now? My phone ain't even ringing. On Instagram.
Phone on. That's not Instagram, that's Snapchat, by the way.
Snap. Snap queen.
On the snap. She my snack queen.
Jazz, do you not? Come on, you've been with us for a long time. Can you not sit here and say that there's power in the PUS as well?
It is. It's very much power, but for the most part, like a lot of women, we don't even use that power because we get stigmatized, we get dick-stracted. Like the women who have successfully used the power of that P, they're on higher platforms. Like your regular everyday woman is not.
Then why?
Dudes ain't out here getting boomeranged.
No, but why are so many women who have that power single?
What does that mean?
When Boomerang, you remember in Boomerang when
she don't want to answer the question. She don't want to answer the question.
Who?
If women are so successful and have things going on, why can't they get the man that they want?
Shoot, because sometimes the man they want might be with somebody married. He might be married to somebody else. He might be in a relationship with somebody else. It could be a number of things. It just depends. I mean, women, what the age-old question is, what do women want?
Marriage.
Do you think family. That's what women want?
Women want a sense of belonging and family.
Do you think that's what women security. Want? Do you think that's yes. what women want?
I know that's what women want.
Well, then you know more than me because I've been a woman for 29 years.
And you do not want that? You don't want that? You don't want that family dynamic. A man who really appreciates you for the person
that
you
are. But do I have to be married with 2.5 kids with a house with
one? You don't have to be married, but you want a man that you can look at and be willing to fight for and take.
No, nah, I didn't fight for men before that.
But can you sit here and say that you can't look at a man and say, you know what, he is worth fighting for?
Because what you mean he's down. Worth fighting for? What
he's
he
willing
done?
To hold me down. He's a good dude.
Well, would I be with a dude that held me down? and that's a good dude, then we can get there.
That's but what y'all want. That's what y'all want.
But I can't say that that's what I want because I ain't never had that. All my life I've
had. You can get that.
All my life. No, let's just be for real, for real. The percentage, this is how it works. Good women usually don't attract good men. Good men usually don't attract good women. That's it's an extreme rarity.
Usually.
So if I've never had someone seemingly that had my back, that was financially sound, I don't know in essence what's that like. I've never experienced that. So I can't necessarily say that's what I want.
Well, let me ask you this.
I can't say that's what I want. I never had. That's like me saying, ooh, I want muscles and I ain't never had muscles before. I've never had it, so it's not an acquired taste.
But I will say this, Jazz. What's high in your priority? Having somebody who's down for you, willing to support you, right?
What's high in my priority is self-love, because that's the best love.
No, no, that's not back into this bullshit with self-love, because you love yourself automatically.
Nah, you don't. I've been in... Let me tell you something.
You've been through shit. Oh, don't do this female bullshit.
No,
look,
this is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Self-love is something for a woman to adequately be with a man. You got to really love yourself. Okay. Because as women, we give, you know, and look, I can't speak for all women.
Okay.
But for myself, I give so much in my relationships and even sometimes in my situationships that's what type of person I am. So for me, I just want to be a whole person again. I don't want to have to be with somebody where I got to give so much of me to make them feel whole. And then once they're whole, they go on and do their own thing. Because a lot of times men are takers.
Women are takers too?
They are takers.
Okay.
I'm not negating that. But real women who are built. I'm not talking about girlfriend builds. I'm talking about wife built. Because I'm built like a wife. I move with anybody I talk to like a wife. When I step into their situation, then I move like that. Like, I'm going to look out when I need to look out. I'm going to chill when I need to chill. I move like a wife. I don't move like a girlfriend. So the stuff that, the spirit that these women you interact with, they probably moving like hoes. They probably moving like side bitches. They probably moving like girlfriends. But I move like a wife. So my perspective on how I move is totally different. Like, I don't look at certain stuff a certain type of way because I walk in what I am.
But with you, man, knowledge of yourself, with you knowing yourself, you know yourself.
Yeah.
How can a man who is this random stranger off the street be able to show you that he is willing to move past every shit, all the bullshit you dealt with, all the resistance and all the walls that you put up to show you that they down for you for real?
Consistency. With any woman, and I put this post up the other day, men don't understand, like, especially dealing with a grown-ass woman, like, be consistent and keep your word. Simple thing. Really and truly, if you want to attract me and you want us to progress in any type of situation, consistency and keeping your word. That's two simple things that don't have anything to do with monetary value, and they don't have to do with any type of physical. That's it. If you prove that to me as a grown ass woman, then I fuck with what you got going on. But if you don't prove that shit to me, if you flip flop here, or if you this, that, you're like, no, like, I don't have time for that. Because my life is set up where I move a certain type of way. I'm one, I got a full time goddamn job, and I have my own business. That's one. Two, I got a kid. I don't have time for anybody who is not consistent or doesn't have a direction of where they're going.
So in the place that you're presently in, when you're looking at that person that you're looking to date, it's more so on the outside circumstance, whether they're willing to build or add to your life versus coming in and directly trying to interfere with what you got going on.
Yeah, if you're there to add, that's one thing, but you can't just, I can't even walk in anybody's space. Like, you have to prove to people that you, what you're trying to do. Because anybody can say, oh, well, I'm here, you know, like, oh, I'm here, I'm trying to ride for you. But then, if I call you when I need something, you didn't answer the phone. You get what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying.
Like, it's like one of those type of things. Like,
everything, I really do, Chaz. I understand what you're saying.
Everything is a trial and error in life. But if you want to maintain my attention or this and the third, then you're going to have to put in some effort. A lot of the times, dudes don't want to put in effort because they're so used to messing with chicks that don't have any substance, that don't have any requirements. Like, prime example, I, you know, kicked it with somebody, you know, this past week or whatever, and they had never opened a car door for a chick before.
Well, that's, I mean, that,
yeah,
that,
but yeah, okay,
that's standard.
Like,
that's standard. That's standard.
But is that standard for you or
for that individual? Because they may not know better.
Yeah, because standards are
subjective. They may not know better. Yeah, yeah.
Like, and so I was just like, he was like, it was kind of like, man, like, I ain't never had to do that. Okay, but I require something different.
But would you, okay, to finish that, and I appreciate everything you said, it's factual and it's true. Mm-hmm. But would you not sit here and say that the requirements that a woman has is a lot more than that than a man has?
I don't think so, because I have some homegirls now that will fuck with a nigga with no job, no car, and don't have shit.
But they only want one requirement, and that's what you said.
Some dick.
Attention.
No, they just want some dick.
No. Man. I refuse to believe that.
I got some, I could show, bring you, I could show you some people that if you got that good dick, they will pay your bills at your goddamn house. They will goddamn let you drive their fucking car around. They will goddamn, shit, they will goddamn slap the fuck out their mama for that dick.
I want to tell you why.
But why?
Because they're ugly.
No, some of the pretty, I've seen some of the most prettiest girls do some of the
Jazz, come on, Jazz. Don't win the argument. Tell us what the fuck
that's
is
because
going
they're
on.
Ugly.
I'm telling you the truth.
They are not attractive if that's their
MO. The most insecure.
Ain't no way. I know, I got, okay, I get that. The most insecure women are the most beautiful.
But they still get hollered at every day.
They still
get hollered
every
day, but that doesn't mean.
Day,
but
yo.
That doesn't mean that their standard is high. That doesn't mean what they require. Like, two of my homeboys have buzzed down like celebrity chicks before, and they was like, I don't even know why them bitches was fucking with me because I didn't offer shit.
They just want some dick.
Yeah, but to the common eye.
What celebrity?
If they don't love celebrity. If they don't love hip-hop, they don't make, that don't mean shit because they make $1,200 a show for 6 weeks straight.
What celebrity?
I don't put their business out there.
But no, that's, I mean, I just say that we as men, to be valued in society, in the eyes of a woman, we have to have a job. We got to have our own place. We got to have a car. We have to have something going on versus a beautiful woman
who can't have a car.
Ain't gotta have a motherfucking thing,
yeah.
Dog.
But whose problem is that you've put this woman
that's on? That's society! Because we as men, not to negate that, but we have our own arrogance. We feel like we can upgrade anything that we deal with. Versus. Because the natural thing is, we want one thing. We don't give a fuck about you being a doctor.
When you fuck with a new chick, do you say to yourself, I could see myself fucking this bitch for 20 years?
No, I said no one ever.
No.
What?
No, I do. No. I do. Like, when I fuck with a new bitch, I be like, can I fuck this bitch for 20 years?
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
So, the...
Yeah. Yeah. You have to think about that to yourself. Like, if you're not in it for the long haul, you're setting yourself up for failure from the beginning.
Yep.
So you have to ask yourself, can I see myself fucking this bitch for 20 years?
Really? You only see yourself fucking just her for the rest of your life?
I don't plan on cheating.
I don't feel
no,
like, if you don't
no.
put a vision on your life and
I
what you want.
To be real. Be real.
What you mean be real?
Be real. You can be real and say, I want to fuck another bitch. That doesn't mean you're still going to be in a relationship after you do it.
So you mean to tell me...
You have to think of yourself trying to be in a monogamous relationship.
In a monogamous relationship. And I'm with you. It's strength in that. It's strength in being in a monogamous relationship where you don't cheat. It's empowering. It hits your ego like, you know what? I'm not fucking with these other bitches because they don't want shit.
It might happen. I may fuck another bitch or two.
But even if you don't.
My intentions were good. And a woman can tell that.
Even if you don't. But as a natural man, can you not sit here and say that there's variety of your type?
Oh, for sure.
Do you not, while you're in a relationship, and this is all not recorded, can you sit here and say that, despite me being in this relationship, I don't think about smashing another girl?
That's not realistic. We human. That's, you would think that.
That's my whole point.
But we're human. It's, I mean, not about...
My girl gets mad and I get on Pornhub. I think of my girl get mad, don't want to give me nothing. I can hop on Pornhub, but I'm looking at another chick and I'm like, oh, she's bad.
You don't get on Pornhub and be like, yeah, let me scroll the girl that look just like my girlfriend. No, motherfucker, you scroll the motherfucker who got right, who did
it. But you have to, and this is what we have to do. This is the scenario that we're in 2018, and we have to get out of this. In 2018, you get mad at somebody, you can log on Facebook and find another one. But that's not real.
What you mean it's not
that's
real?
That's internet. You can't,
internet.
You can't find that person for real.
You can't find, I mean,
you can find them on the internet. You cannot find them on real life. Be happy with what you want. Take note from back in the day on the song, Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls. Stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to.
Say it. Come on, man.
Stick to it. Stick to it, and you'll be way more happier in life. When you find your river or your lake, then y'all come together and make a waterfall. And you'll be happy.
I want you to listen to this real
quick. This is 20...